WCNO, Palm City. My word
is a lamp. Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. It's really a privilege to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are in the gospel writings of Matthew. We are now in Matthew chapter 27. And we know Matthew has 28 chapters. So we go into the end of Matthew. And we see last week we stopped at verse 18 of Matthew 27. For the word said that Pilate knew that they had handed over Jesus because they were envious of him. All those religious leaders were envious of Jesus Christ. So we see, people of God, the word tells us in Matthew 7, 28 and 29 that Jesus taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. So we see, people of God, that we have to understand the people marveled at Jesus. They were astonished at his teaching because he taught as one with authority and not as the scribe. So we see, people of God, those scribes were teaching, all those religious people, they were teaching the law, but they had no authority. But the word of God tells us that all authority is given to Jesus Christ. So because of that, he taught with such authority here that the people marveled at his teaching. So we want to go forth with the authority of Jesus Christ. And when we teach and preach the word, we do that with the authority that Christ has given us, so that people will know, they will know that we have been with Jesus. So we give God thanks for his word today, and we're going to go on to verse 19 of Matthew 27. But before we go on to verse 19, let us pray. Father, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for who you are. Thank you for your love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, you died for us. Thank you, O God, that you demonstrated, O God, your love for us on the cross. Thank you, O God, Almighty Lord Jesus, that, O God, Almighty Lord, the work, O God, Almighty, of redemption was finished. O God, you said it is finished. Man's redemption is paid for. So we just thank you today for dying that we might live. Thank you for the hope that we have in you. Thank you for your blood that was shed for us that never lose its power. Thank you for washing us and cleansing us. Thank you, O God, for giving us an appetite for your word. Thank you, O God, Almighty Lord, that the hunger is growing, a thirst is growing for more of you. For your word said, blessed are those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Fill us up, O God, afresh. As your word come, I pray that your word will fill up the areas that need to be filled up in our lives, so we will go forth in power, O God, to do your will. Bless us, O God, this evening. Breathe upon us, Holy Ghost. O God, continue to guide us into all truth, I pray. O God Almighty, and bring to our remembrance your word, that we may walk in victory every day of our lives. Father, we thank you again for your word to us. We thank you for your people who will be attentive to your word, O God, and who will not be hearers only, but doers of your word. We thank you, O God Almighty Lord, for those that are not yet saved, that they will come to know you, Jesus, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by your word. We bless you, we honor you, and we give you glory always. As we pray and give thanks, in Jesus' precious name we pray and we say amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. So we're going on to Matthew 27 verse 19. Matthew chapter 27 verse 19. And the word of God says, while he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent to him saying, have nothing to do with that just man, for I have suffered many things today in a dream because of him. So we see, people of God, Pilate's wife, while Pilate was sitting on the judgment seat, ready to cast judgment on Jesus, Pilate's wife sent to warn him not to place any sentence on this righteous man. This man is righteous. This man is innocent. This man is a just man because he has done nothing wrong. And she was having some disturbing dreams because of him. All of this was pertaining to Jesus. She recognized his innocence as it was revealed to her in her dream. So we see, people of God, God has many different ways of speaking to us. And he spoke to Pilate's wife and showed him that Jesus Christ is innocent. So we see she sent to her husband and said, don't have anything to do with this innocent man. Don't get mixed up in this. Because what, he's innocent. Don't be partaker of those religious people. Don't get mixed up in this, for this man is innocent. So we have to understand, people of God, God does warn us. Even in dreams and visions at times, and we see people of God, we just have to take heed to the warnings that God sent to us. Look on verse 20 of Matthew 27. But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. People of God, remember, Barabbas was an insurrectionist. He was a murderer, as we read earlier on. So we see people of God, they were now asking for the murderer and the insurrectionist. The religious people said, ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. So we see people of God, we have to understand, they wanted Jesus to die. The word said Pilate knew that they took Jesus to him because they were envious of Jesus. So we see envy can destroy us, people of God. Jealousy can destroy us until we turn and hate people without a cause. So this was what happened to the religious people. They hated Jesus without a cause. Jesus went about doing good, healing the sick, people of God, and setting the oppressed free. And they hated him for all the good works. He said, let the works that I do speak for me. And people of God, we have to understand, he went about only doing good. But yet they hated him. And many of us, people of God, will be hated by religious people. We will be hated, people of God, because we proclaim in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us continue to proclaim Jesus wherever we go. For without Jesus, we don't have a message. Jesus Christ is the message. So when we go, let us not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it's the power of God unto salvation. So we as God's people have to understand that many are going to hate us like they hated Jesus. So we have to consider Jesus, consider all that he went through. Lest, people of God, the word said, lest we become faint in our minds. We become discouraged and give up. So we want to understand Jesus went through all of this. So we are Jesus' followers. We are going to go through. So they plotted to put Jesus to death. They said, release Barabbas and destroy Jesus. Look at verse 21 of Matthew 27. The governor answered and said to them, which of the two do you want me to release to you? They said, Barabbas. Look at verse 22. Pilate said to them, what then shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ? They all said to him, let him be crucified. Let him be crucified, people of God. This was the worst form of death that you would want anyone to go through. The death of crucifixion. Only the wicked Romans, people of God, would find pleasure in crucifying people. So we see, people of God, these Jewish people were just as wicked as the Romans. They wanted to see Jesus crucified, the innocent one. They wanted the innocent one to be crucified. Look at verse 23 of Matthew 27. Then the governor said, why? What evil has he done? But they cried out all the more, saying, let him be crucified. People of God, we have to understand, the religious people said to the ordinary people, ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. So we see the ordinary people were crying out for Jesus to be crucified. They did not even understand what they were doing. They were just following what the religious leaders have told them to do. They did not and could not explain any evil that he has done. Pilate asked them, what evil has he done? They could not answer that. All they could say was, let him be crucified. They could not give a just reason because there was none. Christ is innocent. Christ is always innocent. The innocent, perfect, spotless Lamb of God. They wanted him dead. So they cried out, let him be crucified. They couldn't even explain any evil that he has done, because he has not done any evil. Look at verse 24 of Matthew 27. When Pilate saw that he could not prevail at all, but rather that a tumult was rising, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. You see to it. He said, I'm innocent of the blood of this just person. You see to it. So we see people of God, Pilate, the Roman governor, realized that he could not prevail against the multitude of people who were about to start a riot. The people were about to start a riot. So he took water and washed his hands before the people. The water there symbolizes cleansing. So this was symbolic of him cleansing himself. He wanted them to be aware that he was innocent of the blood of Jesus Christ. So he wanted them to know that he was innocent. But people of God, was he innocent? No, he was just as guilty as them, people of God. For he said to them, we see people of God, he said, what evil has he done? What evil has he done? So him, Pilate, washing his hands, he was now saying that, I am clean, I am innocent, I'm not a partaker of the death of Jesus Christ. That's what he was saying there. He was washing his hands because what? He did not want to be guilty of shedding innocent blood. So we see, people of God, he told them to see about Jesus' crucifixion. Take the responsibility for it. That's what he was saying. You take the responsibility for it. You see to his crucifixion, he was saying to the Jewish people. But the Jewish people, people of God, we have to understand, they hated Jesus without a cause. Look at verse 25 of Matthew 27. And all the people answered and said, his blood be on us and on our children. We taking responsibility for this. That's what they were saying. His blood be on us and our children. So the people not understanding, people of God, the seriousness of what they were saying and what they had done, was now saying that they were willing to suffer the consequences, people of God, along with their children. This is serious. We are willing to suffer the consequences. Let his blood be on our shoulder and our children's shoulder too. Not only us alone, but also on our children. So they were willing to suffer the consequences along with their children on the death of Jesus Christ. They did not want, people of God, to understand. They did not understand that it is a dreadful thing. They did not understand that it is a dreadful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. So that is what was happening. They were now falling into the hands. The word of God tells us in Hebrews 10:31, it's a dreadful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. So they thought, they took it lightly. They didn't understand the seriousness of this statement that they have made. Let his blood be on us and on our children. So people of God, we have to be careful what comes from our mouth. Let us be careful that we don't condemn ourselves with what we say. Look at verse 26, the word of God says, then he released Barabbas to them, and when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. He released Barabbas to them. He released the notorious prisoner to them. That's who they wanted. He released the notorious prisoner, the murderer, the insurrectionist. He released Barabbas to them. And when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. So we see, people of God, what happened. Jesus was beaten and delivered up to be crucified. They released evil. Look at it, people of God. Look at it. They released evil in society. They released evil. Barabbas was no going back to society. Barabbas, the murderer and the insurrectionist, the evil man, was now going back to society. And they condemned the just king. Look at it, people of God. They released the evil in the society. And they condemned the just king. So we see, people of God, he was born for the purpose of dying for humanity. He was born for the purpose of dying for humanity. Jesus said in John 10, 17 and 18, therefore my Father loves me because I lay down my life that I may take it again. Look at it, people of God. No one took his life. He laid down his life that he may take it again. No one takes it from me, he said, but I lay down of myself. I have the power to lay down, and I have the power to take it again. This command I have received from my Father. So we see, people of God, Jesus laid down his life for us. Jesus laid down his life for us. No one took it from him. They thought they took it from him, but he laid down his life for us, people of God. He voluntarily laid down his life for us because of his love for us. The word of God said in John 15, verse 13, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down his life for his friends. Greater love has no one than this. We have to understand the love of Jesus Christ, people of God. He was condemned to death because of his love for us. He laid down his own life. No man could take his life from him. None. So we see, people of God, Jesus was delivered to be crucified. But the word tells us in John 10, 17 and 18, that he laid down his life. No man could take his life from him. No man. He's the all-powerful God. So no man could take his life from him. He laid down his life. He said, I have power to lay down, and I have power to take it back again. People of God, we have to understand the perfect God-man that we serve. Jesus Christ, our Lord. He has power to lay down his life for us. Greater love has no man, no one than this, than a man laid down his life for his friends. So we have to understand, people of God, Jesus did it all for us. He demonstrated his love on the cross for us. The word said, while we were yet sinners, he died for us. He demonstrated that love. He didn't just say, I love you, and didn't do anything. Many of us go around saying, I love you, and we won't make any sacrifice for anyone. But Christ made that ultimate sacrifice for us. He laid down his life, and he took it up again. And the word of God says, he died, he rose again, and he ascended on high. And he's now seated at the right hand of the Father, ever live to make intercession for us. So we have to understand, people of God, we are called to worship Jesus. We are called to give him the praise and the glory and the honor. We are called to love him wholeheartedly. We are called to put him first. We are called, people of God, to have him at the highest place in our lives, at the place of preeminence, for he is God. He's the creator of this universe. He creates everything. And everything consists by him. Everything is held together by our Lord Jesus Christ. So we see, people of God, his great love for us. He demonstrated that love on the cross. While we were yet sinners, the word tells us in Romans 5, 8, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So we see no man took his life from him. He laid it down for us. So we see in verse 27 of Matthew 27, then the elders of the governor took Jesus into the praetorium, that's the judgment hall, and gathered the whole garrison around him. So they took him in the judgment hall, and they gathered the whole garrison of soldiers around Jesus. Can you imagine, people of God? They took one man, and they gathered the whole garrison of soldiers around him. So we are going to read what Isaiah said in Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53, verse 8. We're going to look at the word of Isaiah as he predicted and as he wrote and he prophesied on the coming Messiah, on the suffering servant. Verse 8 said, he was taken from prison and from judgment And who will declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgression of my people, he was stricken. For the transgression of my people was Jesus stricken. For the transgression of humanity, Jesus Christ was stricken for us. So we have to understand, people of God, why Jesus went through all of that. He did it all for us. He said, no one took my life from me. I laid down for you. I laid down so that you can have life and have it more abundantly. So we as God's people must understand why Jesus came. We must understand he came as our sin substitute. He died in our place. He took our sins, our shame, our pain, our infirmities, our griefs, our sorrows, our inadequacies, our curse, everything that was against us. He took it to the cross. He buried it, people of God. And as he rose from the dead, he rose in his glorified body. So we need to rise in him. When we accept him as Lord and Savior, we have now to rise to the new life that is in Christ Jesus. We now have to start to live the new life that is in Christ Jesus. Look at verse 28 of Matthew 27. And they stripped him, the word of God says, and put a scarlet robe on him. And we see the soldiers took him and they stripped him. They put a scarlet robe on him. And the scarlet robe there, where they were saying, okay, you're a king, we're going to put a scarlet robe on you. And verse 29 said, when they had twisted a crown of thorns, so they were dressing him up, mocking him, dressing him up as a king, but their crown was a crown of thorns, people of God. Can you imagine a crown of thorns pressing, people of God, into his flesh, causing so much suffering and pain? They put it on his head and a reed in his hand. So they're saying, okay, hold on to your scepter. So they use a reed as his scepter. And they bowed the knee before him and mocked him. So this was what? A mocking. They were doing this to mock him, saying, hail, King of the Jews. So they did all of this to mock Jesus, people of God. We have to understand this truth. They did all of this to mock Jesus. Look at verse 30 of Matthew 27. Then they spat on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. People of God, we must consider what Jesus has gone through. Consider Jesus, how he endured the contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you become weary and give up in your mind. They spat on him. And people of God, when you think of someone spitting on you, that's one of the worst insults. They spat on him. They took the reed and struck him on the head. And look at verse 31. And when they had mocked him, they took the robe off him, put his own clothes on him, and led him away to be crucified. People of God, they made joke of Jesus. They mocked him. They jeered him. Spat on him. Struck him on the head with the reed. And people of God, when they finished mocking him, they took off the robe that they were saying, that the robe of a king. They took it off, the imitation robe. They took it off him and put on his own clothes on him and led him away to be crucified. People of God, he did it all for us. He had no sin of his own. He did it all for us. All to him we owe. We owe him a lifestyle of reverence, a lifestyle of honor, a lifestyle that will show forth his glory right here on earth. People of God, we have to understand. We have to bear the fruit of the Spirit. We have to yield to the Spirit as he produces in us the fruit of the Spirit, so we can show forth the characteristics of Jesus Christ our Lord. He died for us, but we have to do something here on earth. Yield to the Spirit of God and allow him to produce the fruit of love and joy and peace and long-suffering and gentleness and meekness and faith and temperance so that we can show forth Jesus to the world. The world is looking for Jesus among us. And people of God, we have to understand, he paid it all for us. He paid the debt that we couldn't pay. People of God, the wages of sin is debt. We were all born guilty sinners because we have inherited that sin nature from Adam. But the word of God tells us the second Adam came. The spiritual God from heaven came so that we can be spirit born and that we can go forth and live in the spirit, live a life in the spirit, showing forth the glory and praise of our Lord Jesus Christ. People of God, we are called to live the life here on earth. We are called to live righteous and holy. He has given us the grace to live righteous and holy here on earth, bringing glory to his great name. They mocked, they jeered him. They did all manner of evil to him, to the innocent one, the just God who came to die on Calvary for us. People of God, we owe it all to him to live a life holy and pleasing, a life that will adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Let us adore Jesus Christ, our Lord. Our lifestyle will show if we truly adore him. Let our lifestyle bring honor and glory to the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. We'll stop here this evening. So we pray that we are blessed by this word and we will remember that we are called to represent Jesus Christ right here on earth. So we are going to stop here this evening and continue in verse 32 next week, God's willing. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for your word to us. We thank you, O God, Almighty Lord, that you did it all for us. All to you we owe. We thank you, O God Almighty, that you demonstrated your love for us in that while we were yet sinners, you died for us. Thank you for dying that we might live. Thank you for the hope that we have in you, Jesus. Thank you that you are coming back for us. For your word tells us that you have gone to prepare a place for us and you're coming back for us, O God, that where you are, there we will be also. So we just thank you again for all that you have done and all that you're doing and all that you're about to do in our lives. Thank you, O God, for the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the authority that you have given us. And thank you that we will go forth, O God Almighty Lord, in your power, in your love, in your authority to do your will. So we bless you and we thank you for your people who took time out to hear your word. And we pray that your word will transform us all so that we will represent you well here on earth. We bless and honor and give you glory in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we say amen and amen. God bless you all. Thank you all for listening and thank you for being a part of this ministry. May God continue to bless you and keep you and may his face shine upon you and may he give you his peace. God bless you all. Continue to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Blessings to all. In the
thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.
Darkness flee at his command.